USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic White House contender Elizabeth Warren slammed President Trump for what she called racist tweets directed at House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings. Just hours earlier, President Trump posted a series of tweets calling Cummings a brutal bully and described the lawmaker's urban and suburban district in and around Baltimore as a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. The senator from Massachusetts fired back at the president in an interview with Fox News.
The president's tweets are ugly and racist, and they are part of his overall pattern of trying to stir up as much hatred and dissension in America as possible.
Earlier this month, Cummings yelled at Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan for saying the department was doing its level best when it comes to the humanitarian crisis at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
On Monday, President Trump will be surrounded by 9/11 responders and their families as he signs into law the extension of the September 11 Victims Compensation Fund. The Department of Justice is removing any roadblocks for the T-Mobile-Sprint merger. The two companies can combine now. The Justice Department signed off on the deal after Sprint agreed to sell off some of the assets, including the prepaid cell phone companies Boost and Virgin Mobile. They're being sold to the Dish Network, which will create a new cell phone service company. The combined T-Mobile and Sprint will have 92 million subscribers, only 2 million fewer than AT&T. Rescuers have reached the Girl Scouts who were struck by lightning in the Boundary Waters, all of whom are reported to be awake and alert and able to move. Authorities in northern Minnesota say two of them had suffered potentially serious injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is taking another swing at former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more.
It's not just Democrats who hope Donald Trump gets defeated in the 2020 presidential race. The president tells reporters other countries are holding on deals, hoping to secure better deals with someone else in the White House.
I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen. So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm, frankly, Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now. But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for a sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump.
With the Democratic Weekly Address, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This past week, Democrats were marking 200 days as the majority party in the U.S. House, and that was the theme of the weekly address. In it, delivered by Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Michigan, she talks about several pieces of legislation that the House was able to pass under their leadership.
We have passed bills to strengthen protections for people with pre-existing conditions, lower prescription drug costs, and bring down health care premiums. We passed the first meaningful legislation in years to prevent gun violence and address climate change.
Stevens mentioning several more such bills during that weekly address, but in the end, the U.S. Senate, controlled by Republicans, hasn't brought up most of them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.